Oh, what a great question. I know that no one who owns a home or property is happy about these tax increases. I've been trying to remind people when I've talked to them that we're still, you know, in the, you know, recovery from the pandemic, and anything that you're feeling in your home budget is being experienced by the school district budget. So the cost of gas for buses, the cost of toilet paper, the cost of electricity is all being felt on a much larger scale. And so there's some things that we can't do. You know, we can't change those costs. To do with more local control, one of the things that I feel we need to do is keep the state more accountable to what their responsibilities for funding are. One concrete thing we can do is really push for the full funding of special education, because that is a high dollar amount that can be taken out of our budget and give relief to our local taxpayers. And that's something obviously I have more of a perspective on than some. And I also try to educate people that special education includes the most children with the most need, like my son, and also our gifted students. So when people think, oh, well, special education, that has nothing to do with my student, it may in fact have something to do with their student. So it's good for everyone.
That's probably a big passion point for you, special ed.
It is. It's not my only one. You know, I'm running on a platform of inclusion for all, you know, for all of our students, staff, and teachers, because if you're not comfortable in your environment, if you don't feel like you're proud to be in that environment and welcome, you can't do your job, you can't learn well.